Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bitter cold for the next few days. We're going to go outdoors with Steve Kearney. And, of course, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And, yeah, Steve, this is real deal cold right now.
It is. Good afternoon, Steve. Yeah, we're suffering through this. This is probably January bottoming out with the weather. Up in the northwest here, we have highs tomorrow and the next couple of days like 15 below for highs. So that's going to put everybody pretty much bunkered in here for the next couple of days. And, you know, you just can't handle it out there in a portable when it's that cold. So we're just going to wait. Things are going to moderate. Looks like things are going to change Wednesday, Thursday, and we'll be back at it. But, yeah, right now it's just too brutal out there.
Yeah, for sure. And when things do moderate, that usually bodes well. And it looks like by the end of the week it could be pretty nice and the bite could be pretty good.
You know, it's too bad because the bite has been really, really good up till about 36 hours ago. They were just snapping, you know, very shallow, which has been the case almost this whole winter. They've been very shallow. All the crappies, walleyes have been shallow. And, you know, when you get a real surge like this of cold weather and everything changes, it just shuts everything down, which is very typical. It happens in the summer as well, but you know, you just got to tough it out, wait for things to rebound. And, you know, once we get, you know, into the 20s again and things, you know, stabilize, they'll start biting again. It's very predictable. But trying to get out there right now, you know, under these conditions with this weather change is pretty futile for the most part.
All right, Steve, when they do move deep, I know you brought it up earlier in the week and wanted to chat about it today, and that is deep water crappies. What's the strategy? What's the approach? Where are you going to find them?
Well, you know, when I get on a lake, Steve, I look for, like, the deepest water in a particular lake. And a lot of times it's 30, 40, 50 feet of water. And at this time of the year, a lot of things are changing. A lot of these shallow fish that I've been catching for the last 6-7 weeks are now going to move out to these deeper basins. And the deeper basins usually have a mud bottom. And usually at night when the sun sets, then the bugs start coming out of the bottom, the zooplankton, all their food starts coming out of the bottom of that mud and rising high. And that's where these crappies, bluegills, walleyes, everything are, you know, taking advantage of that food source. And a lot of it happens at dark. You know, I don't know why. It's usually about 6 o'clock. They start rising and you can see them on your electronics. They're just coming right up little green lines all the way up to the surface, and the game fish are picking them off as they're coming up, which happens, you know, at the end of January into February. That's where the food is. So they will make that transition to this deeper water really any day. And when it happens, you know, that'll be pretty consistent for quite a while. As long as there's food there, there will be fish there. And, you know, typically they're very suspended type of fish, which means if you're in 30, 40 feet of water, those game fish will be at 20, 15, 18 feet, kind of halfway down. And other times they can be right off the bottom, maybe a couple of feet off the bottom, depending what's going on. But right now you want to start looking in the deep water stuff. And, you know, when you get a lake map or you know, whatever you have for your app, and you look for the deepest basins in any particular lake, and that's where you want to start. You want to drill a few holes, put your electronics down, and kind of scan and see what you can see. And if they're there, you'll see them, and just keep moving. Keep drilling holes, keep moving till you find them. Sometimes they're on the edge of these holes as well. Like if it's a 40-foot hole, they could be at 22, 28 feet on the sides, or they could be right smack in the middle. You just got to keep, you know, moving, hole hopping, and that's really where you want to be looking right now, is that probably 20 to 40 feet of water.
And, Steve, here we are once again in the depths of a cold snap. Once again, we break out of it into the weekend. And you made a really good point. You know, this stretch here, mid to late January, is typically the coldest stretch of every winter, that we will get cold days. There's no doubt about it. But this is kind of, you know, that valley, if you will, before things start to warm up. I guess the only good news in it, no worries about ice conditions.
No, the ice is great. No, there's a few heaves and cracks that are starting to happen, and that always, you know, whenever you get, you know, strange weather, like it's super warm for 2 days, then it's cold for 3 days, then the ice will change. So don't assume that the ice is fine. I mean, there's probably 17, 18 inches of ice on most of the lakes in the northwest and up to the north, you know, maybe upwards of 20 inches. But, you know, things happen, things change on the ice. But just change subjects a little bit. I am really impressed that we're not getting a lot of snow. And this is good for the pheasants. This is good for the deer. You know, they can handle the cold. But when you get lots of snow, then they're very vulnerable to predators, and, you know, it's a whole different ball game, and they have a tough time. But right now we just have a couple inches of snow. There's not much going on there. They're fine. They can get away from predators. They can get to food. So the good news, yeah, it is cold, but the conditions right now look really good, and I hope it stays that way. They can handle the cold, but not the snow.
All right, Steve, always good to visit with you. Stay warm. We'll do it again next week. Late in the show, we have Twins Fest earlier in the day, and we'll probably talk sometime between 5 and 6 next Saturday.
Hey, that sounds good. You take care, Steve.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney. StepeKearneyOutdoors.com. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to go to Nashville. Just Myers is there for the Pioneer Press, covering the Wild and the Predators tonight. It is warmer, but by Nashville standards, not that great. Foggy, 40 degrees last time I looked here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis. St. Paul, 7 above. Our wind chill stands at 12 below zero. Overnight, we'll dip below zero and probably not go above zero until Tuesday, the way it looks. And once again, we have a cold weather advisory in effect for the Twin Cities. And then further north, we have an extreme cold warning. And this includes much North Dakota and all of northern Minnesota here on News Talk 830 WCCO.